listening to Rebel Radio Podcast, and this is Jay Muse, Snooch to the Nooch. Trust me, I'm a Jedi.com. Go there and do it.
Well, welcome to a live episode of the Rebel Radio Podcast. Well, technically, I guess we always record it live.
It's always live.
This is a live.
I'm not dead when I do
this
it.
This is a live atmosphere. We're at Comicpalooza 2016 at the George R. Brown Convention Center. And I don't remember the episode number one, but whatever. It doesn't
54?
Matter. 53, I think, 50, maybe.
53?
And yeah. We've got...
Episode two of the podcast from the...
We've got... This is Mark. We've got Frankie Maggiard. And we've got Long with us today. Long.
Hey.
From formerly... The artist formerly known as the Warp Cave.
And right now on hiatus and by podcasting.
I want to... We got a few things to plug before we get going in this live show. First off, sorry about the clicky-clicky noise. We have Dave and Buster's making a lot of fucking noise right next to us. It's kind of annoying, but we'll deal with it.
We shall survive.
And make sure you go to TrustMeI'mAJedi.com where you can find everything going on for the Rebel Radio Podcast. And a quick plug, now that I have Long here with me, for a new project me and him have started called Duel of the Nerds. You can find it at DuelOfTheNerds.com. And we announced this week on the website we're launching the first episode July the 6th. So look for that. We're going to have a teaser up this week, a YouTube audio teaser. Will be up sometime this week. Well, if I survive Comicpalooza. And so me and Long are excited about that. And so a little plug there. So we are at Comicpalooza. And we're going to be discussing today our live show, our favorite movies so far this year, and what we're looking forward to in the second half. But first off, Long, you just walked into Comicpalooza, so you can't answer this. How was your, and Matt, same with you, how was your first day at Comicpalooza, Frank?
That's actually really pretty cool. I bought me a lightsaber, and when I was heading out to my car,
Are you compensating for something?
No. I had bought me a Sith lightsaber, and when I was walking out to the car to put it away for the day so I could get other things done, I had three Sith, like, eyeballing me, staring me down, like, with their blades drawn and everything. And I walked past them, and I just lit mine up. They nodded their heads and went about their business.
Because it's red.
They are a touchy folk.
Either that or he had a Ninja Turtle shirt on. They're probably like, he's a fucking turtle.
And then I got I got the guys, what was it, the Stormtroopers, what are they, the 50, what? I forget the number.
501st.
And the Mandalorians to take pictures with our podcast logo and everything for us. And I promised I would give them a shout-out for the Ronald McDonald House. That they promote.
501st does a lot of stuff for Ronald McDonald Charities. My first day was okay. I mostly shopped yesterday, went in and saw the con because I had the kids with me, and I found a Flash Gordon, Sam Jones pop vinyl, you know, from Funko.
Flash.
Nice. They were sold out.
Well, no, the con that we shall not name that was a couple weeks ago in Houston, the prices were jacked on them. We're not supposed to talk about it long.
Okay. $50 for a Funko Pop?
The prices were jacked up on it because he was there. So
it's
like,
the convention,
you know,
we will not...
And I didn't even know Flash Gordon Pop existed until a few weeks ago. I was like, oh, they actually made those? So I had to buy Sam Jones.
I'm
Flash
in Vegas
Gordon.
City.
Vegas City?
So, yeah.
So, Matt, you're dressed as Hawkeye.
I did go as the Hawk.
What? You're not Red Arrow?
I'm not Red Arrow.
Not Arsenal?
I'm not Arsenal.
All the red.
I know one thing he is. Hot. And I don't mean in a sexy way. I mean, that looks hot to wear.
It is hot. Luckily, they cranked up the AC. Really, really nice in the George R. Brown. I have the vest from the first Avengers, but right now, if you can picture it, I'm in the Age of Ultron version with the long coat that he
what
uses.
What AC? I'm sweating.
I know, but we're fat. So.
I'm just using my imagination right now. It's helping.
Well, there's a lot of construction.
He's thinking cool.
A lot of construction at the George R. Brown, so there are parts of the building that are open in the front, so it's allowing heat to come in.
Okay, that might
and,
be it.
It sucks.
Yeah. So far, I think it's a... I don't know from... I think it's a better idea to move this away from Memorial Day weekend.
I do too.
No conflict of interest.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, they did
it
because
like busier to me at least.
Yeah, well, Microsoft had bought out George R. Brown for May, and I think next year it's in June too. I've heard talks it may go back to Memorial Day in a couple of years. We'll see. Yeah, like you said, if it's busy enough and they do enough business, they may leave it this weekend.
Oh yeah,
I think it was busier on a Friday than it normally was.
Yeah, it was fairly busy yesterday, and so let's get into the meat of the episode. I always like to say the meat of the episode.
Meat of the episode.
You can play off my list, too.
Mine's all in my head.
Yeah. Yes, I lost my list.
Those are my top three.
Mine's all yeah. up here.
That's right.
I don't know if you saw that.
I don't think I've seen more than five movies this happening.
I wanted to see it. We're going to rent it if it ever makes it to Redbox.
You could put in Deadpool there if you want.
Yeah. I did enjoy Deadpool. I have to admit that.
Heck yeah.
Okay, yeah, our mid-year top movies.
Yeah, the first half of the year has been pretty exciting. A lot of good stuff so far. And there's been some good ones. We're going to do it. We've all kind of got lists of what our top three were of the year. And who wants to go first for their third favorite movie?
My third favorite movie is actually Batman vs. Superman.
That's going to surprise some of the haters out there.
Well, I mean, they're just haters because they just read reviews off the line and can't right. watch the movie for themselves.
Exactly.
Not to go on a tangent and interrupt you, but I hate Rotten Tomatoes now. I used to like it, but now it's causing backlash on movies that I think is not necessary because people see the tomato meter, and I've got something in my eye, and they're like, oh, this movie must suck, instead of judging it for themselves.
Well, yeah. I sent a picture to Mark, actually, the other day, and it had Super Mario Brothers rated 2% higher than Batman versus Superman, which is it's an injustice.
As anybody would know, that I really don't give a shit about other people's opinion. If I like something, I like it, and if I don't, I don't.
So Batman versus Superman, you're number three.
Yeah, and real quick, speculation is that the uncut version's already was leaked.
Mm, yeah, I saw that.
And people are saying that it just totally smooths out a lot of the weird plot holes.
Oh, really?
As people that listen to the show know, I like to illegally download. I did go look for it. I guess it hasn't hit the torrent site I go to yet. Maybe sometime this week.
Yeah.
I noticed the torrent site I go to sometimes takes a few days before it hits on there. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm done with my number three.
My number three, I'd have to go right there with you. I mean, mainly it's due to the fact that I haven't seen a whole lot of movies this year. For me, I thought it was a well-staged fight, you know, between Batman and Superman. And that was really my favorite part of the movie. I'd give it, you know, number three just based off of that, you know.
Wonder Woman.
You know, and all the things we just talked about, you know, of course, you know, with the skewed ratings. You know, I'd have to speak on Mark's behalf too. You know, it does an injustice to the movie. Can't wait to see the uncut version. Yeah, the ultimate cut.
Frank, what do you have at number three?
I don't want to copycat, but I see so many movies, it's kind of hard just to like focal point so many off the top of my head. If I had like a bigger list, I could sit there and like go to all the movies and find all my movie tickets and remember them all.
Size today, lightsabers are the same, bigger list. Stop compensating.
Yeah. But no, I also did like the Superman. I liked the action. I have to admit that. The action was pretty good at the end. It was a lot better than I thought.
That picture I shared with you guys, there's a picture that says expectations. It shows Batman and Lex Luthor. And then underneath it says reality. It shows Batman with the Punisher symbol and Lex Luthor as the Riddler. What do you think about that?
It's just some guy in his basement who made a meme.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see that.
Do you think that has any substance? Oh, and there's Daredevil behind me.
And I think Jesse Eisenberg says he's going to try to adjust a little bit in the Justice League movie. So,
my number three, actually, I have Deadpool at three. I'm not as high on it as everyone else. Yeah. I enjoyed it, but when I watched it a second time, I'm like, this is okay. Do I think they got the character right? Absolutely. I just think the movie suffers for me in the middle of it. The whole origin thing is just, it slows the movie down.
Actually, you know? I like the origin thing.
But we've seen it before. A guy experimented on, they do something
to him. Well, that part. I like the part with the girl, like, with his girlfriend.
I think the best parts of the film are the Deadpool parts.
You
know? No, I think it gave, I liked her character.
Angel
and like
death?
how you had just two people that were like kind of loners, kind of doing their own thing, and then all of a sudden found somebody that they loved and cared about. It was just like, wow, that's not something neither of them would expect.
Hey, they were just trying to pretend it was a Valentine's Day story, Frank. You don't have to believe it was a real Valentine's Day story.
Also, it also created Matt's new favorite holiday, which is Women's International Holiday. Now that him and his woman celebrate like every day.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
So that's my number three, and I guess we'll round table here, I guess. Yeah. I'll do my number two. My number two is Batman Superman. I liked it more than a lot of people. I think it's because I'm a big-time Batman fan, and I think I forgave Zack Snyder for some of the things that didn't get right in it because I saw what they were trying to do with the influences from The Dark Knight Returns and things like that. And I like what he's done with Superman so far. I don't have a problem with Superman being a little darker, a little less relatable, because I think that's the times we're in. We don't need the Boy Scout Superman. I love the hell out of Man of Steel. I know a lot of people hate it, and I've taken some shit from friends for liking Man of Steel so much, but I really enjoyed
it. You're not the only
and,
one. I rewatched it.
Yeah,
it great.
And I really enjoyed Batman v Superman. I'm looking forward to the Ultimate Cut. I thought the Batman warehouse scene was incredible. I really liked a lot more than a lot of people.
Oh, the warehouse scene.
Did I have some issues with it? Yes, but me and my cousin had this discussion before. We could figure out maybe five perfect movies in this world. And off the top of my head, Saving Private Ryan's one of them. There's
back
not a whole
future.
Lot of... Back to the Future, man. The whole thing with his mom is weird,
Party!
Man.
But that's supposed to be weird.
But there's not a whole lot of perfect
movies. Love Back to the Future. That's like one of my favorite movies.
Batman v Superman's my number two.
Jaws.
It's like my favorite series next to Star Wars, so...
Yeah. How about your number two?
Mine is Daredevil.
Daredevil.
I mean,
that's
for most of the...
That's not a movie. We haven't gotten to TV yet. We're doing
not Daredevil. I mean, sorry. Deadpool. Sorry, my bad. Deadpool. Yeah, I mean, it's like... You know, for mainly the reasons I said, I kind of like the humor and action in my movies. I like that, like that balance. It's kind of like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you know? Not too much peanut butter, not too much jelly, you know?
Yeah.
I can't think of the Indian guy's name. Dopinder.
You don't have to pose, man. All you gotta do is sit there.
Dopinder. Yeah, so
we're taking a picture, we all of a sudden
and
pose.
You know, he wants to get his woman Geeta. And so all the advice, that just the banter that goes on between him and Deadpool, I thought was one of the better parts of the movies. I think it's hilarious.
I thought the highway shootout scene in the beginning was really good.
Oh yeah. The strolling credits?
Yeah.
I'm guessing me, you, and Frank are all saying Deadpool is number two.
No.
No?
Not my number two.
It's not your number two?
No, that's an honorable mention for me.
Well,
actually.
If Frank will give you the floor,
yeah.
I would love to hear your number two, sir.
It's Zootopia.
Oh, Zootopia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zootopia is my number two. I don't know. It's an awesome movie. You know?
It was fun.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. I love my favorite scene in Zootopia is when Bunny Hops, or what her name, Judy Hops, she's chasing after a weasel, and they go inside this downtown area full of shrews. And
yeah.
They make these tiny animals already like giants compared to all these shrews. You know,
I still haven't seen it.
That's an awesome scene. Yeah, it's already out on Blu-ray in case anyone's.
Yeah,
I saw half of it.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I wanted to see it, just never made it around to seeing it.
Yeah, and
Same
saw Finding Dory last night too, and that was a good movie. But I kind of like Zootopia a little bit better because
really?
It's different. Yeah,
Pixar seems lately to have dropped them down a little bit.
Yeah.
They're still quality films, but like
Finding Dory's a great movie.
The Good Dinosaur is depressing.
Yeah.
The whole thing about The Good Dinosaur is him and this boy.
I never saw it.
It's depressing as hell. I was
really?
Like, it's really hard to watch for a kid film.
Is it in your top three?
No, no.
No.
I think I know who everyone's number one is going to be.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's your number two?
I'd have to go with Frank and say Deadpool. I thought it was a really fun movie. I do agree with Mark. There's a drop off when you watch it a second time, because there's some humor. I feel that, you know, stays funny. Like, you can hear that joke over and over and over again. With Deadpool, there's some things in there that kind of fall off. They don't have the same substance as you when you watched it the first time. I guess you can say that about a lot of movies. You know, hey, the first time I watched that movie, I was like Mad Max. You were blown out of a cannon. When you saw it again...
But Mad Max is still badass.
It's still badass.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to compare movies here, but
yeah.
I'm just the
did.
Effect. Yeah, I'd give Deadpool my number two,
yeah.
For sure. It was fun, and funny.
Well, let me guess here that we all did you do your number two? Yeah, it's Zootopia.
Yeah.
That we all picked Civil War for number one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the best thing we've seen so far. I mean, there's a couple of films like I was hoping for more from, like X-Men, Batman vs Superman.
Yeah.
And X-Men wasn't terrible. It's just not as good as the last two. It would probably be. I mean, I haven't seen as many either. Like Matt, I've seen. I think other than those three I mentioned, I think I've seen X-Men, I saw Ninja Turtles, and there's something else I saw in there, I just can't remember. But yeah, I think Civil War universally is the best movie we've seen in the first half of the film.
Yeah.
Some thoughts on Civil War.
Civil War to me is a freaking a miracle, considering how many characters that they had to balance.
Right.
And that almost all the important characters had complete arcs.
It worked.
Yeah, complete arcs, you know.
Yeah. Even Spider-Man for 15 minutes had a complete arc.
Yeah,
Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
May,
Aunt May.
Yes.
The hottest Aunt May ever.
That's really cool. It's like classic Batgirl.
Yeah. Yeah. And turn around, it'll count. No, I'm joking. let's see. See, last year when I sat on that side of the table, I was just eyeballing.
Yeah, the Star Trek girl kept distracting you. Yeah. Remember?
Yeah.
We talked about that, how the Star Trek girl is distracting long.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, for me, the action is great. Ant-Man was freaking awesome.
Oh, I loved Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Did he steal the show for you?
Oh.
He stole the show for me.
Spider-Man and Ant-Man.
And Black Panther.
And Black Panther.
I think the accumulation of those three guys.
I think the introduction of Black Panther was just the right amount. We got enough of him to know who he was, and that the fact that we're going to get another movie with him makes you kind of want to see the movie now.
Well, I watched it twice, and one of my favorite scenes of Black Panther is when everyone's getting their butt kicked because, you know, Winter Soldier gets reactivated, he just goes apeshit on everybody, you know, and the girls can't bring him down. Iron Man can't bring him down with his little hand blast. And then Black Panther comes in, just starts using martial arts, round kick, side kick, just starts kicking him back, holds his own, pushes him off, and Steve has a hard time curling a helicopter.
Yeah.
So but he gets brought down, and then that's the end of the scene. But that was one of my favorite scenes in the movie.
Yeah.
Watching it a second time.
So I don't have a lot of thoughts. Y'all kind of covered it all, what Civil War was all about for the first half of the year. So television-wise, what was something y'all watched? I mean, for me, I think the best thing I saw the first half of the year was Daredevil Season 2. You know,
oh, yeah.
I thought The Walking Dead second half of the season was really good, too. But I think Daredevil's the best thing I've seen so far.
I have an odd duck one.
What's your odd duck?
Peaky Blinders, Season 3.
Peaky Blinders?
Yeah. It's a crime drama, English crime drama. What's nice about it, it's only 6 episodes per season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, it's like a full hour long. And Cillian Murphy is the main leader of the crime family, and Tom Hardy has a couple of episodes here and there.
So, oh, cool.
Yeah, I highly recommend it.
But see, and that's the one thing I've noticed about British films, is they keep their seasons very short, but by doing that, it's a lot of quality film. Whereas American TV series, they drag them out to like 23 episodes, and there's just so many filler episodes that you just don't care about like totally pointless episodes.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was a good example. I lost interest of it when it went on that winter break. Yeah. And then I just caught the last episode of it.
And that's how I am with the most my shows. When they go on their break, it's almost like when it comes back on, it just sits on my DVR.
Yeah. I think The Flash has done a good job.
Yeah, how was The Flash?
It's really good.
Awesome. Consistent.
That's probably my second favorite show to Daredevil. And for a long show, 20 episodes, it is consistent and very well done. And the second season started out a little slow, but once it got going, it was really good. You know, and Matt's taking a selfie.
Hey, I wanted to get, before we move any further, I like to talk about upcoming movies.
Yeah.
I have 6 listed for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And why don't we, say, pass, must watch, or rent?
Okay. Yeah, because we were going to do
that
a second half review.
For me.
Yeah, we'll do a preview of what's coming up. Because I have 6 movies listed.
Of some of the most anticipated.
Anything else about TV? Yeah.
The Punisher.
He was in Daredevil.
He was in Daredevil.
Daredevil, yeah.
What do you think about Shane being the same character in The Walking Dead as he is in Daredevil?
Again,
have you heard this theory? Has he heard my theory, though?
I never watched The Walking Dead.
No, okay, never mind.
That's like saying Tom Hanks is Forrest Gump in every movie he plays. Come on, man.
So was he Forrest Gump in Saving Private Ryan?
There's three.
Run!
I've got 3 or 4 points, okay? You know, in Walking Dead, he tells Rick, I'm a better father than you. You know, you're going to get everyone killed because you can't protect them. And, you know, you don't take the right measures. You're only a half measure, so to say.
Yeah.
And in Daredevil, he says he's a half measure. He's not protecting the city right. And he's more fit to run this city's protection.
Or maybe
protection.
Just Shane and the Punisher agree on the same opinions.
They are the same, sir.
Okay, let's move on to the second half of 2016, and let's talk about some movies that are coming out.
Well, number 6 on my list is Ghostbusters. What say you? Pass, rent, or what?
Rent.
Pass.
Pass. If I rent it, it's because Michael wants to see it. I just don't have interest in it.
For me, it's a must-watch because you could put proton packs on dogs, and I'll still watch it.
Yeah. And then for me, it's like, it's one
I want to see that now.
I don't really have a problem with Hollywood's current state of reboots, remakes. It's just there's some films, it's like, why?
Yeah.
And when they start doing Ghostbusters, yeah. it gets into that territory of the films we grew up with. Like Frank said, if they redid Back to the Future, even though Zemeckis swears it'll never happen, if they redo Star Wars, they're just starting to touch stuff that shouldn't be done.
Yeah.
When it comes to technology films like RoboCop, I was okay with that because technology has changed, okay? And if you can do it with new technology, it's different. But Ghostbusters, how much has it changed?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it has nothing to do with being women other than I can't stand Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
I want to punch her in the face. I think she's just a fat Chris Farley.
But see, he dislikes her. I actually like her. That would be the only reason why.
She's not funny. I think she's funny.
I like Kristen Wiig and what's that chick's name?
Jones?
No, the other one. The one who looks like the cartoon Egon.
Oh.
She looks awesome.
Oh, yeah, I know you're right.
I don't watch Saturday Night, so the other actresses I could care less about.
Well, for me, I like her.
And there's a line in the movie that I just don't see is pointless.
The one that's from...
me off from the movie.
Anchorman.
Her last name is McKinney.
Yeah.
I know you're talking about.
She had that really funny skit with Ryan Gosling with her, like, debriefing about being abducted by aliens. And she was like a redneck, and she got, like, the whole... full 9 yards, you know, probe, all that stuff, and, you know, Ryan Gosling's character's like, oh, they treated us like royalty, we were given everything we ever wanted, and then the other lady's like, I didn't experience that, you know, she's all red.
We already have this annoying clicky-clicky sound, and my wife and son are over here clicky-clicking it.
Yeah. Just adding to the problem.
They are adding to the fire.
All right, so moving on.
Oh, and she has a shit grin on her face, too, as she does it.
Moving on from Ghostbusters, Star Trek Beyond.
No, it's because...
That's a must-see.
Must-watch. Yes.
I love the reboot Trek so far.
Yeah.
And I wasn't.
Oh yeah, total. Yeah. I'll see it.
I wasn't sold on the first trailer that came out back at Christmas time, but the new trailer is much more the feel we've come to expect from the reboots, and the fact that it's written by Simon Pegg has me in the theaters.
Yeah.
You know.
And Justin Lin's a big Star Trek fan. Too, compared to J.J.
Well, and a lot of people don't know. You know, Carl Urban was only under contract for two films. He wasn't going to do it. They were going to recast McCoy until he sat down mostly Urban was mad Abrams wasn't coming back, and once he sat down with Lin. Lin convinced him that, and Urban realized, okay, this guy gets it.
Yeah.
And he came back. Because we almost had a new McCoy for this film.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that Justin Lin wants to play up the Spock, McCoy, and Kirk dynamic more than they did the last two movies. Because the last two movies, those only Spock.
That's like
Kirk.
A brotherhood there.
Yeah, because Urban was not going to do it with another director. He was out.
Damn it, Jim!
And especially, even more so in the original movies, you could really feel like those three characters, they bonded like in a brotherhood in a sense. Like, it was more than just like, oh, I'm the captain, you're my second, you're a doctor, do your damn job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you, Matt? Any thoughts on Beyond? I'm just watching it because it's the 50th anniversary so.
Yeah.
It's funny, it's like...
We're not going to do a Star Trek episode or two. Yeah.
I've been slowly working my way into Star Trek. Yeah. I am Star Trek challenged.
That's okay.
He's Trek challenged.
The Journey Home is what I think is what I was watching. The Voyage the Dolphins. Home?
Oh, that's my favorite one.
Yes.
Downright my favorite one.
Yeah.
Mine is Wrath of Khan.
Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
Well, I would say that's my second favorite one. The reason why I like The Voyage Home is because I think, like, Back to the Future, they got a lot of the whole screwing with the timeline thing right. And my favorite line, one of my favorite lines is, it's like, when he pawned his glasses that they gave him, and then he's like, didn't we give those to you for your birthday? And he goes, and you will in 200 years.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Moving on from Star Trek Beyond, I got Independence Day. Or ID42. I'm watching it. I don't care how stupid it is. No.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence on it right now.
Yeah.
I watch it.
I definitely will rent it. I won't pass it. But I have a feeling, since there's really nothing coming out until Star Trek, I'll probably see it in theaters.
Yeah. For me, it's like I'm not going to pretend that I loved it.
Yeah.
When it first came out in 1996.
We all did.
You know?
Well, yeah.
It's something we looked at later and we thought, man, this is kind of...
Nah, I still go back and watch the original one.
Yeah, same here. I'm like, what the hell are these people talking about? Trying to be hip or cool, saying it's bad now? Come on. You know? Caught in the roots.
Now, for me, I'm kind of like Mark. I'm on the fence. My wife will want to go see it, so most likely I will go see it.
Yeah.
My only problem is she wants to see everything in 3D, and it's just like, really, some things just don't need to be 3D. This one may be 3D. But it's just like, and we went and saw a horror movie the other day, and I was like so happy it wasn't in 3D.
Yeah. Is she hearing impaired?
Yes.
Yeah.
They actually have captioning devices, a little thing that you can plug into your drink holder, and it prints up the words, and she can read it, and it's not like on the screen or anywhere where it should be that distracting to other people.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Who knows? Vision for her is a different entire experience compared to all of them. So,
yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. I mean, English is their second language.
It is.
Yeah, you know.
But actually, a lot of hearing impaired people don't even talk.
Yeah.
They're just not trained to talk. I think, and I might get some backlash about this, but I've even told her that I think the fact that they don't teach them how to talk is kind of doing them a disadvantage, because she was taught how to talk and read lips. So she's able to function with hearing people better than non-speaking deaf people.
Yeah.
Because at least we can hear her.
Yeah.
We can understand what she's telling us.
Yeah.
Whereas most hearing impaired people don't even form words.
Yeah. I'll make sure not to grow a big beard.
But I still ask people to have patience. Yeah. I still ask people to have patience with the hearing impaired, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't ask to be born deaf. They just something that happened to them.
I used to work at Blockbuster, so I've had that. How about you? What's your level of interest for?
Oh, I'm watching it.
You're a must watch.
I mean, I watched Independence Day whenever it first came out as a kid. You know, I was too young to watch it, but I watched it, and I really liked it. And of course, you know, we all played Area 51, so I'm a big fan of the and my quiver just came apart.
Yeah.
But Frank knows I've been having a technical malfunction with my quiver this morning.
That sounds like personal, dude.
It's personal problems.
So moving on from Independence Day, we are going on to Suicide Squad.
Oh, Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Must watch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely seeing it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Batman guy, and since they're tied to Batman, I'm there. It comes out the weekend of my birthday, so it's probably my birthday movie this year.
Yeah, you got three Batman villains in it already.
Yeah.
They said that he's gonna have a role in Suicide Squad.
Well, they're saying about 20 minutes of Batman
I've seen the footage.
Yeah, where he jumps off and he's like
hanging on a vehicle. It
does that
like
Batman dance?
The Bat-tootsie?
Yeah.
Okay.
So everyone here's a must watch.
Yes.
Okay, moving on from there, we're going to head into fall. Doctor Strange.
Oh yeah.
Must watch.
It's a Marvel.
It's not a character that I'm all that familiar with, but I've liked what I've seen in the trailers, so it's piqued my interest.
There we go.
How you doing?
What do you think about people saying that this movie could break Marvel? Like, this could be Marvel's
pothole.
They
said the same thing about Ant-Man last year, and it was fine.
And Guardians and stuff like that, so.
I think the trailer, from the buzz I see on the internet, I think there's enough people who are intrigued by it. Saying it looks like a mashup between a Marvel film and a Christopher Nolan film.
Yeah.
And I think that it'll be fine. It comes out the right time, November. There's no Hunger Games or James Bond for it to compete with this year. So I think it'll do just fine.
Yeah.
And it's Marvel. I think the second trailer, I think typical Marvel fashion, they'll sell the action up more in the new trailer once it comes out. Probably pretty soon. I'd expect the movie's out in November. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a trailer.
Yeah.
So probably Comic-Con. We'll get a trailer.
I'm hoping for a Wonder Woman teaser trailer during the Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Well, because they did say this week that they are bringing Wonder Woman to Comic-Con. So that's right before Suicide Squad. So, yeah, I think we'll get a trailer.
Yeah, crossing fingers. But, yeah, I think it'll be Marvel's first ever superhero movie that delves into...
the dark side.
Magic and the mystical arts and stuff. You know,
yeah.
Where Guardians is the first cosmic, you know, Marvel movie.
Right.
So I'll be interested.
But
yeah, for me, it's a must-watch.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's our movie preview. So
yawning. You just got here. You get me yawning already, Matt.
You know, one that's going to be literally in theaters for one day that at least I know three of us are going to see.
Killing Joke.
Is the Killing Joke.
For the one day?
Yeah, we bought tickets.
And I requested off.
They're having it at select theaters in Houston.
Oh.
We got them for the Silverado and Tomball.
You hear what Alan Moore said about the Killing Joke?
That guy.
Yeah. What? I mean, he said
he's like a bitter old man.
Well, no, he says he regrets putting Barbara Gordon through what she went through.
Yeah.
You know? But in a way, there was a positive that came out of it. She had a whole audience of, you know,
people
that
knew who she
who
was now.
Like her, and they rooted for her.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
In the second half of the year, what about? I mean, obviously we're all going to see it. Rogue One.
Oh,
that's probably the biggest film coming out this fall.
Yeah, must
watch.
Yeah,
Star Wars will be everywhere in December again. I've already heard that in September. They're going to have a Force Friday again where they release all the figures just like they did last year. And that thing just got louder.
I think some people are coming in there and they're like, man, I'm just going to rip this wheel a new one. And they're just going to like, you know, tight. Like Deadpool says, you've got to hold that love tight and never let go.
Deadpool said that?
He did. That's what he told.
After he took a bullet up the butt?
That's right. Right up Main Street.
Held it in there tight.
I think your friend is behind us, Matt. Oh. She's sneaking up on you.
Oh, there she is.
That's Julia.
Kind of good timing.
Julia Denham. We just finished
our review and
our
stuff.
Our reviews and stuff.
Julia. Oh.
Yeah, we'll have her sit in.
Hi, Julia. Hi.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. This is my friend Kevin.
Well, we have a cosplayer guest here. And Julia, do you mind joining us for a bit here and sit down?
Sure.
Julia is a cosplayer.
Oh, yes.
So if you don't mind speaking in. A little bit closer.
Okay.
Yeah, welcome to Rebel Radio as our special guest. We have about how many more minutes left for...
Yeah, we're good. Oh, we got 20 something.
So what are you dressing up as? And are you dressing up as one character, two characters?
I was going to dress up this weekend. I was going to be Tina Belcher from Bob's Burgers, but I forgot certain parts of my costume, so I was upset, so I was like, I'm not going to do it, but... I'm just here walking around saying hi to a lot of friends and just catching up on stuff. I was born and raised here in Houston.
Yeah.
And then our co-host Matt's like stalking you on Snapchat.
Yeah, I was stalking him too. I was like, where are you in 1200? Yes. Like, what is going on?
I know, I was very vague. I was like, maybe I should have done like a pan, like a bigger pan. I just kind of like... Yeah.
Don't take this wrong, but I had the pleasure or unpleasure of riding with him this morning. So basically, he just kept going off hoping that you would be here.
Yeah, though he's telling me, like at this time, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be here by 8:30. So there's a big old window there. So
you cosplayed a lot of cons or just Houston because you live here?
Well, I started cosplaying about, I'd say, 3 or 4 years ago at, like, I think it was like my second time at Comic-Palooza. My best friend, Mug713, he got me the Yellow Ranger suit. He's like, I know you love the Yellow Ranger. I got you the suit and all that other stuff. And it was basically, I was just originally going to just have the helmet. And then he's like, no, you need more, you need more. And then that's when I first cosplayed. I used to do a lot of steampunk back then, like OniCon, when I used to do a lot of anime shows. But I started like doing it like about three years ago, and then after that I was getting asked to do it more, and I was slowly kind of growing little bit, like, because I moved to San Antonio, so I started growing up a lot over there. Like, a lot of attention started happening, like, oh, there's a Yellow Ranger in San Antonio, that's like amazing, and all this other stuff. And then I guess I was like, okay, cool. And that just started happening, but I kind of went a little hiatus on the whole cosplay scene, because I started wanting to start drawing comics and stuff like that. So I've already been published, just to do like just basic pinups for like a pinup book. But now I'm just, you know, wanting to become an actual comic book artist. So from like cosplaying for fun and then getting invited to a bunch of shows, because it all started, you know, here in Texas, here in Houston, I did that. And then I just slowly started cosplaying other various places. But I've been to like San Diego and back, and New York City, Comic-Con and back. So even in Puerto Rico, like, I got invited to be a guest in Puerto Rico, and they're like, bring your Yellow Ranger and bring your Velma because you look really good. I'm like, okay, like, let's do this. Like, why not? I want to go to Puerto Rico and do this. Like, let's do this. But it's kind of been like that.
Let me backtrack about your artistic aspiration.
Oh, yeah.
Is there like, you want to do just strictly indie arting? Illustrations, or did you just want to try maybe the big two or some of the major publishers?
I would love to. Like, when I was growing up, I was really big on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like just watching the TV show. And when Dark Horse was like, oh yeah, we're going to continue this season, you know, because it stopped at 7. It's like, we're going to do season 8, but through comic. I'm like, wait, what? So then that's when I started falling in love with Dark Horse. And also, like, even to IDW, because at some point they started doing, like, Angel. Like, I think IDW did Angel. So I was like, holy crap. But this is, like, the weird part, too. Like, I was, like, loving the whole Angel series and stuff, but little did I know, the man that I basically married was drawing Angel at that time. I was, like, you know, looking up on IDW and all that stuff. And that was hilarious. And it's just... I want to do stuff like that, and like, you know, with IDW and stuff. Like, I know everyone wants to do Marvel and DC and stuff like that, but I mean, it's like, as an artist, I want to do kind of like my own thing.
More
but then like
freedom.
Yeah. And then like, you know, nowadays like Tumblr and all this stuff, like they're doing like web comics and all that good stuff, and I'm just like, I want to do my own. And I started writing my own comics and stuff, and there's a publisher called Antarctic Press in San Antonio, and I'm really good friends with them. And they're like, if you want to do this, if you want just 5 issues, we'll do this for you. So I'm going to start actually finish writing more of it by the time I get home. And it's really cool because I'm around a bunch of comic book creators and stuff. And my husband is actually, you know, he worked for Marvel, DC, IDW, Extreme, Top Cow. Like, his bosses were like Todd McFarlane and Mark Silvestri and like all these people, even like Rod Liefeld, you know. So that's pretty cool to be around so many people that just have really high influence the industry in comics. So it's pretty cool that I have like a really big pillow, basically, like of support. So I feel more comfortable. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to write my book. It's going to be for like children to adults, kind of like Adventure Time, kind of like where anyone can like it, you know?
Okay.
And I'm like a big 90s kid, so I want to make it very goofy, like 90s. And I'm going to start doing it, so I'm pretty grateful that I have all that support, and I'm like, I feel more confident to even do it. But if somebody goes, hey, do you want to draw like Batgirl or something? I'm like, you know what? Maybe, yeah, why not? But if I ever get that, but that's like 1 in a million chances. Yeah. But other than that, I would like to do independent stuff just because artists, you know, being an artistic person, you want to do your own thing.
Yeah.
You're kind of rebellious that way, so...
It's okay. You can be influenced by other people, but you want to do your own thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I walked in a room and Todd McFarlane was sitting there, I'd probably be speechless. Be like, hi.
Yeah, when I met him, I was just like, I wanted to marry you when I was little because I love Spawn, and I thought you were, like, the best thing in the world. And he's like, okay, thank you. And I'm like, yeah, you're great. But
I would love to see McFarlane do a DC title. I saw him sketch, do a live sketch on Batman, and it's just awesome.
Yeah. I know. I'm actually excited for the baby Spawn, because like, I know he's been like talking about it and teasing it and stuff, and I saw some of the art pieces, and I just love that belly on him. I was like, oh my god, he has a little pop belly. It's so cute. Can I like totally like touch it? Can I be real?
Well, I'm an aspiring writer.
Oh.
I have no idea how to post my stuff.
Yeah, like that. I was just very, because like my best friend Mima was like, make a cosplay page, just do it. And I was just like, I wasn't really into that thing, because it's like, you know, you want to do something and then you're like, what if nobody likes it? And you kind of have, you always had that really weird doubt. But that was like, you know what, YOLO, who cares, I'm young, who cares, it's okay. Because at the time I was like 20, 21.
So how do people find you and follow you on Instagram?
Yeah, they find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and conventions in general. Nowadays, I just like earlier, like yesterday, that's just how it is.
Handle?
Oh, okay. At Julia Denham, I'm sorry. At Julia Denham on Instagram, on Twitter. You can just type in Julia Denham on YouTube and it'll like pop up. And on Facebook, my Facebook page, it's That Nerdy Girl Julia. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I followed you and everything last night because he was sent me all these texts and I had so much text throughout the day and I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I get home last night, okay, who again, Matt? So I went on and I followed you to make sure that you had all our stuff following you. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm everywhere. Like, everyone just knows me nowadays. I'm just like, I don't know you, but that's great.
Since you brought this guest on the Rebel Radio, what do you have? Do you have anything to say or ask?
Yeah.
Are you here to meet Eliza Dushku?
Heck yeah, Eliza Dushku. Oh my God. I've met like one of her, like I was like her partner. Yeah, I ran into her partner in San Diego and I'm like, where is she? I would love to meet her because I'm a big Buffy fan. Like, can this happen? So I'm actually going to go over there and stalk her, hopefully.
Did you ever watch Dollhouse? Or?
Yes,
okay.
I loved it. I was actually really upset that it didn't go as far as it should have because I liked the whole idea and concept of it. And I'm like,
stop short, definitely.
Rad. Exactly. But other than that, I mean, I want to also, like, actually stalk Norman Reedus because I've seen him everywhere and I never met the man. Like, I've been, like, 10 feet away from him and not said anything. So I'm just...
Wow.
It's like, hopefully it can happen, so...
So what do you are drawing comics and stuff. What do you geek out on right now? What are you into besides cosplaying?
What I geek out? I don't know.
Most of our audience listeners are men, so they're like, the geeky girl.
Oh!
We're we're very Star Wars influenced, obviously, Rebel Radio, but we don't only just talk Star Wars, you know. And
well, like, I normally geek out, like, because the whole, like, when, like, Bandai's, like, doing a lot of Power Ranger stuff, so, like, the exclusive stuff starts to happen, and then, like, freaks me out, and the fact that, like, they're coming out with the, like Legacy Communicator, and you could actually change the colors, I'm like, can I have that? Will it beep? Can I set the timer? Will it beep then? And, like, that stuff like that, like, I just freak out about it.
So when Jason David Frank teamed up with, like, every single Power Ranger, that was just awesome for you.
Yeah, because we used to have a group. Well, we haven't done it a lot because everybody's, like, older and everybody gets busy and stuff like that. But we had, like, the Mighty Morphin Texas Rangers. And he actually reached out to us several times to do openings and, like, when he did what's it called? I think it's like previews of like what he does in his dojo. He'll invite us. So I met him numerous times, and he'll see me and be like, "Come over here, Julia." And I'm like, it freaks me out because I'm just like, I was like 4 when I saw you on TV.
Yeah.
Like I was 4 or 5 years old, and stuff like, I mean, I still get starstruck like up to this day, and it's just crazy. Like I could go up to any Power Ranger and they'd be like, "Julia," and I'm like, my heroes know my name. Like, they know me. It's so great. So that's when I freak out a lot. I'm very impressionable, which is kind of good. I'm just like, okay, good that you can remember my face. Because I always get the whole, you have that face. I like that face.
Obviously, that means they're impressed by you and, like, what you've done in your Power Ranger outfit. And, you know, I find it funny because, like, here it is. You started off just like paying your way into the convention.
Yeah, I did.
And now conventions are actually asking you to show up.
Yeah, like this is crazy because like I started doing conventions when I was 15 years old, so like 2005. So I just started, like, I would go and I'll pay, and I remember waiting in line, and I had to have my paper to like be like, okay, this is me, can I have my badge now? And nowadays it's like, oh, like, I want to go to the con. Oh, I got you. Like, here's a badge. Like, you know, like, I just started meeting people. And
so you just call up the convention, tell them who you are.
I was like,
somebody's like, heck yeah, we want you here.
No, it's just like my friends would message me because, like, I have friends that are here as guests and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, I'm thinking about going. He's like, oh, okay, well, we got you a badge. It's cool. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, okay, thank you. Okay, that's great. Thank you. Like, that's awesome.
Is that, like, kind of like Dallas Con?
Yeah, just like that. Just like.
And I know you had fun there because you ran into Ivy Doom Kitty.
Yeah.
That's your WCW. Right?
I love her to death. She's like a sister to me. I've been owner for about 2 years now, going on 3. She's amazing, and I was talking to one of her fans who's also like a fan of my work, and they were like, you know, talking to you, it's like talking to Ivy. You guys are just very passionate in what you do, and you do enjoy all the stuff, you know, you post online. I'm like, well, yeah, like, you know, once you talk to us about something we're really passionate about, we will blow up. You know what I mean? We'll open that book and we'll tell you everything. Yeah, we'll flow it out. And that's just basically it. But it's pretty amazing that I've been doing this since 2005. And everyone became my friends. Like, I mean, this community, it seems so big from the outside, but once you're in it, everyone knows everybody.
I see you recently ran into D-Pity.
Yes, finally! Like, after 5 years! D-Pity's a YouTuber. He's also a cosplayer, and he dances.
Have you ever seen those videos where everyone's dancing?
Yeah,
and
like,
Deadpools there's, and everything.
Yeah,
that's
he's
him.
Amazing. Yeah. I ran into him. Well, I first met him 5 years ago, and then I messaged him. Yes, it is. Well, it was funny.
We're old, long.
It was funny because there was, like, people protesting at San Diego Comic-Con, and he was dressed up in his costume was beautiful, like, up to the T. It was very detailed. And I was like, he had, like, a sign that says, "Hail for Zod," and I thought that was hilarious.
Yes.
So, you know, I was like, hey, that's pretty hilarious. He's like, thank you. But I had no idea he was a thing. Like, he was a YouTube personality. And at the time, he had, like, 200,000 subscribers, but now he's like 500,000. Like, he's hidden there. He's literally hiding there. And I finally met him at Space City Comic Con, and we hit it off, and we're making plans on like doing stuff. And I'm just like, heck yeah, let's do this. Like, I just found out he's going to Power Morphicon, PMC.
Oh, wow.
In LA, so, well, Pasadena, California. And I'm just like, can we do stuff together? Because I would love to work with you, because you're hilarious. And he's so charming, and he's animated like an anime character. So he's good for D-Pity. Like, D-Pity is Deadpool, so it's pretty awesome. So this is pretty cool stuff. Like, everyone, the community is just crazy. So pretty good people. Oh, yeah, my Snapchat. You were. You have me in on your notifications.
I do.
So what's your most successful cosplay? The Yellow Power Ranger.
Yellow Power Ranger. Everyone knows me as the Yellow Power Ranger. And Velma became the second one.
Did a few makeup videos.
Yeah, and I do makeup. Yeah, I do also special
what's
effects.
What's your next project?
I actually want to do Action Bastard from Shin-chan. I'm obsessed with that anime, even though people are like, I don't know if that's an anime, it just looks really weird, but I want to go back in spandex with the helmet and then just kind of do the Action Bastard pose and just kind of troll people with it.
I think I'm a shoo-in for One Punch Man.
Oh, yes! I wanted to do the chin guy. I was like, can I be the chin girl? Like, can I be that person, just like make a prosthetic chin, just walk around and just kind of, make it all wobble and stuff. I was like, I want to do that. That sounds
amazing.
You
could also double if you wanted to do the crimson chin.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes. Like, I don't even know, like, because I wanted to do Tina because everyone's all like, I didn't know about the show at the time because it was like the first like pilot came out at the time. Yeah. Somebody's like, I think someone like you're on TV, and I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, there's a girl in this show and she's just like you. You like touching butts and you're really weird. And I'm just like, what? And then I watch the show and I'm like, oh my God, like that's totally my personality. I was just like, I'm like an underdog, but I'm not an underdog. And it's like, okay, I love Tina Belcher, so I was gonna do it. I was gonna do it, but I didn't get to, and I'm just like, son of a bitch. I mean, son of a beef.
It's okay. We let it slip.
I probably drop more F-bombs than I should on the show sometimes.
Yeah, because everyone was like, you got the glasses, your hair, and like the parting, and it's like, oh, I'm already halfway there, so. But I wanted to do that, but hopefully I can do it next time around. I'm not sure when or where, but why not? Why not do it eventually? So, I'm trying to see if I can do that. So, I don't know.
Yeah, so is there any movies you're looking forward to?
Oh, God.
For next year, I'm saying Wonder Woman. Because it's going to be the first female superhero. Like,
yeah,
I don't
like
tell Electra. She doesn't have superpowers.
Her movie sucked.
Well, I mean, I'm really excited for Wonder Woman because my mother was really like big on Wonder Woman, like with Linda Carter. Linda but she watched it in Spanish, of course, because my mom, my mom's from Mexico and born and raised there. But like, she moved here. Mexican. Yeah, and she watched the show and she just loved it. She was very beautiful and she was already empowering women then and. Like to my mom is my Wonder Woman. So when I watch Wonder Woman and stuff, I just like think about my mom because she's a very strong, powerful woman. And I'm actually very looking forward to that. Actually, I want to see that movie. I mean, the suit looks amazing, and I'm just like, let's just give some justice, like for DC. Like I want to see a beautiful Wonder Woman movie.
That's the thing. I think DC. No, yeah, Marvel's been ahead of the game for a while, but I think DC has two big advantages in their arsenal. One, they have better supervillains.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, because all the Marvel supervillains have been like...
Power and money, it's all they want, yeah.
Yeah, and too bad they don't have Doctor Doom in the Marvel studio. Yeah. You know, that would have been like the big leg up.
Yeah.
The second is female superheroes and supervillains.
Yeah.
There's a rumor going on that the Harley Quinn actress has already pitched a story that will feature super heroines and super female supervillains.
Oh, right on.
So it might be like a Harley Quinn, Catwoman, and Poison Ivy versus like Batgirl and, maybe Huntress,
Yeah, I mean, I love both. I love Marvel and DC.
Yeah, I like them both too.
But I just want DC to have something good for once, which I sound so sad to say that, but I want them to. It took us a long time to finally get an amazing Spider-Man and like watching Civil War, and I totally forgot that he was going to be in it. I kept forgetting. And then when I saw him pop up, I'm like, I literally said amazing. And I'm just like, why did I say that? I was like, that's so cute. That's like a little pun there.
Yeah.
I thought that was amazing. It was like, it took forever.
Yeah.
Like, we had a cheesy TV show in Japan, and that was hilarious, but without that, we wouldn't have had Power Rangers.
Right.
So I'm just like, thank you, Japan.
Yeah.
It's like, thank you, Japan, because they had, like, they thought, I know, like, for Japan, like, when that happened or whatever, they're like, people like insects, like, let's do something. And then that's when the Power Rangers started to grow. And I was just like, I kind of love Spider-Man for that, because then we wouldn't have had Power Rangers. Like, that's just...
So, Mark, is Julia the first ever female guest on Rebel Radio? Or has your wife been on?
Well, she's been in the background for a couple times, but officially, yes.
Officially me, yay! Oh, that's so
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's anybody we interviewed last year. I think it was all guys. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
It's been a sausage fest this whole time, I tell you.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Oh, that's getting, that just took a dark turn there. Yeah. Like,
no.
Oh, boy.
I didn't mean it that way.
No, it's.
In the past, I tell them.
No, I love podcasts. Like, I think that I would sit there and, like, listen and stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, a, like, TMNT podcast, like, in California. I love listening to them. Only because, like, there's a girl that's in there and she knows her stuff, like, top notch. I'm like, I'm in love with you and I don't know how you look like, but I like it. I like the mystery.
I started listening to the DC Movie News podcast.
Okay.
And there's a girl on there. She knows her DC.
No, I love it because it's just like we're all there. We're surfacing to you. It's like, because I loved all this since I was a child, and I thank my mother for it because she loved Wonder Woman, like, the whole time. And she always, like, she told my dad, buy her, like, a Nintendo, buy her this, buy her that. Yeah, it's Aquaman. Yeah. Yeah, one of my buddies from that lives in San Antonio Aquaman, when he passed away, I was very torn. And I got this symbol on my arm because I want him to grow with me, like, I, you know, to live on. So that's the reason I got that. A lot of people are like, oh, is that like Star Trek? And I'm like, that is not Star Trek. It's not. There's no star shooting that way. Like, there's nothing.
It's
so.
Aquaman.
Oh, and since this is Israel, Star Wars is Star Trek.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
You opened the door.
I know. I love Star Wars, but my husband's, like, so into Star Trek, and I seen episodes and everything, and I love it. There's a lot of, like, moral to the story.
Yeah.
You learn,
social,
you know.
Social issues with,
yes,
Star Trek.
Yes, you,
yeah,
do. And it's like the Apple episode of Star Trek. I love that episode. It was just because you're just like, I know they're all aliens, I know they're in space and all that other stuff, but it's like they're dealing with things we deal with, and they have that struggle, and I think that's amazing. And I love both. I really do. But I really, like, I would actually choose Star Wars, but around my husband I say Star Trek, just to be on the good side.
I'm in both. If I want dumb fun, I'll go for Star Wars. If I want smart fun, I'll go for Star Trek.
Yeah, my husband wants me to be a female Spock, like, eventually, because I am a very logical person. So, and my husband's like a Captain Kirk. He's like, oh, like, let's just do stuff and worry about it later. Like,
I think,
it's whatever.
I think
cool.
Vulcan chicks are very, very,
yeah,
super attractive.
Yeah. So that's like what my husband wants me to do. He wants me to, like the new suit that came out for the new movie. He's like, ooh, it looks really good. Do you want to do that? Like, can you be Spock? Can, like, this happen?
So you like Vulcan women?
Yeah.
Is that because Vulcan women are, like, less irrational than, like?
Yeah, that's what I was going there. I was like,
I just like the look.
I just like,
oh, the look, not the personality.
I think it's,
well, we all know they have.
Is
the
it
same
both?
Personality.
Yeah, they do. They're like, I'm breaking up with you.
Okay, fine. I'll go with Romulan women. How about that?
Okay.
Romulan.
All right, I see you.
They might have a slight ridges on their forehead, but that's okay.
Yeah.
What time is it now? Are we
11?
James Franco says it's 10:59.
James Franco.
I don't see
James Franco.
People look like they had podcasting equipment. Since they were kind of using the other table too, I don't know. You know,
they might be using the other table.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anything good movies that you like so far besides Civil War? Are you going to watch the Ghostbusters movie?
I'm still going to watch it. I'm going to watch it because I feel like lately, like, sometimes, like, you know, trailers, they deceive you sometimes. Because it's like, you know, I'm just like, well, it looks kind of weird. But I'm just like, these women are pretty funny. So I'm just like, maybe it is going to be a good movie. Like, I mean, it took a while for me to love their suits. Because at first I was like, oh, I'd be like, no, I wish they had the old school just to kind of give us that flair.
Yeah.
But I'm going to see what's up. I want to watch it still. I kind of wish, like, I could see Bill Murray, though.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah, cameo. Sure.
What did you think of Batman vs. Superman?
Didn't watch it? I did not watch it.
Wow.
I tried not to. Because, like, I got a lot of, like, my friends, like, some of them were like, I don't know. And some of them were like, that was great. And then some of them were like, Batman, though, was okay. And I was just like, I'm just going to wait until, like,
the uncut version.
Yeah.
Where it's, like,
but I mean,
fleshed out.
But when I saw Ben Affleck in that suit, I died. Like, because that's how I wanted Batman to look like. To me, that's how he should look like.
Yeah.
And when I saw him, I fell in love. I was like, okay, he got the right chin, the right lip. Okay, we're good. Oh, he's thick. Oh, my goodness. Because I expected him to be like a big guy, not like a skinny kind of person, like a big dude. And he looks very just like he has issues. And that's what I wanted to see. You know, I wanted him to look like he has problems. I mean,
getting off of Gone Girl, yeah, he might have some issues.
Yeah, like, yeah, oh, yeah. So. I mean, I even got to see, like, I got to see, like, seeing all the suits. I had a friend that, like, made that replica, like, exact suit, and I saw it in person. I was like, oh, my God, I'm in love with it even more. I was like, because I love the whole gray and black Batman.
Yeah, I love the Bale films, but the Affleck suit might be my favorite suit.
It was beautiful.
I really like the way it looks.
Yeah, because everyone was talking about how, like, he looked bulky and he had little ears. I'm like, no, but it looks good, dude. Yeah. Like, what the heck, you know?
Well, everyone here likes the movie, so I don't know.
I wasn't a big fan of the guy that played Lex Luthor because he acts like himself in all the movies.
Well, Matt, right? He was acting like the Riddler.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. I was like, I think he'd be a better Riddler than a Luthor. Like, because Luthor is supposed to be powerful and smart, you know, not like literally smart ass and young.
They originally had Bryan Cranston.
He would have been amazing, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, so.
He is very intimidating.
And see, in the movie, I think the way Lex Luthor would do is he would have gotten somebody else to done all that for him. He wouldn't have gotten his hands dirty or even been in the foreground.
Yeah, I would see that.
He would have been
yeah.
in the background of doing all of that.
Yeah.
And manipulated like another scientist into doing all that. And he just wouldn't have gotten his hands dirty because
he was a businessman, so you would assume.
Right, and now he's like right there out in the front. He's more behind the scenes manipulator to me type person.
And all, I would have saw in that. Honestly, the movie did feel like it was 10 pounds trying to fit into a 5-pound bag.
Yeah, but that's now, what I heard. There was somebody who was like, oh, we could have been better if it was like 30 minutes like cut off.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it yet.
I think it would have been better with more to explain it.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah. I think...
I haven't seen it yet, but like a lot of my friends said it would have been better if he chopped off a little bit off because it was like... I heard it was like just too much to swallow. Like, it was just a lot going on.
Yeah.
And it wasn't well executed the way Civil War was.
Right.
Civil
yeah.
War, everyone had camera time. I was surprised Hawkeye got... I mean, I'm not going to sound wrong, but Hawkeye got some, and that was like, okay.
Yeah, I agree, because to me, even though it's, you know, Batman v Superman, it just kind of felt more of a Batman movie. With another little bit more of the origin, background story of Batman again. It was kind of like, those are parts that probably a lot of people said could have gotten cut off. We know who Batman is. We know who
Everyone
Superman
knows
is.
The story. Everyone
yeah,
knows the story.
We don't need more scenes of his parents dying and then being buried. And
I think he's crying inside right now. It's like, you guys made all these movies and I've been like suffering. It's like he's in his own limbo.
Yeah.
But I just think I blame the fact that because they haven't really focused. I mean, you know, they have that formula, but they don't know how to properly execute it at all. Because you see Marvel, and they all had their movies. They build it up to the Civil War, and they did it so organized and just beautifully. And it all started when, like, they did the Spider-Man movie back in, like, what, was it 01?
2001.
Yeah, 01. Yeah. Like, I remember when I first got a DVD player, that's the first movie that came out for me to have. But it's just, like, they started it off, like, you know, even though there were some bad ones, but they still continued to the point where... they did a beautiful Avengers movie. Yeah.
Okay, Julie,
I'm sorry, I talk too much.
No, it's good.
A lot of people don't know, we're recording. It's 10, 11 a.m., the second day of Compalooza. So we're not even halfway through. So what else are you looking forward to this weekend here at George R. Brown?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Like, that's the thing. Like,
Lou Ferrigno? Kate Beckinsale?
I've met that man. He is so nice. Oh, God, Kate. But that woman makes me... jump to the other side for her. Like, I will roll the other way for that woman. Even Elijah Dushku. I'm just looking forward to just reconnecting with a lot of friends and making new friends. I just enjoy, like, just doing that in general. And just being in civilian, like, I still get fans coming up to me and talking to me. And, like, they get to show me their costumes and stuff. Because a lot of it, too, what I like to do is I like to basically be body positive. So I have a lot of friends, you know, I have a lot of fans, and they love the fact that, you know, we get to talk about that stuff. And I'm trying to push that because Ivy as well does that, and Anemia. Basically, because a lot of people think, oh, if you're going to be Wonder Woman, you got to look like this. And we're, you know, trying to be like, no, you can be however you want to be, you know, because, I mean, come on, guys. Like, I dress up like a yellow Power Ranger. First of all, the yellow Power Ranger was male. Second of all, I am not 120 something pounds. I'm a big girl. I'm curvy and stuff.
So Power Ranger was an Asian girl.
Yes. Also, yes. But like a lot, well, because I have a lot of people that are very to the book. So I get messages when I first came out as a, you know, dressing up like that. I got a lot of messages saying, you're not Asian. Did you know it was a guy in the Japanese series? Or they'll say, you're too fat to be a Power Ranger. And I'm just like, I am the way I am. I am a Hispanic woman. I do have curves. I do have some parts that are bigger than others, you know, but that's not going to stop me from cosplaying because I am comfortable with myself and I'm uncomfortable with my body and I think I'm beautiful in my own way.
Yeah.
So Ivy Doom Kitty and Animia, they do that a lot. They actually have panels at shows and they talk about being, you know, body positive and confident, and they talk about that stuff because, you know, if there's a guy that wants to be Captain America, he can be a black Captain America. It's all good because he's not the color. He's not trying to cosplay that person. He's trying to be like, you know what? I am Captain America. I'm not the race. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we've
most
been talking about that.
Have fun.
Yeah, so they have those panels.
And see, and that's how I've been since I've enjoyed cosplay. I don't care if a person, if a man plays a female character
exactly.
or a woman plays a male character, whether you're black or white, Hispanic, Asian. It's about taking the character that you enjoy
exactly.
on in the books or in the films, whatever it comes from,
yes.
and making the costume.
So, because if you ever go to those panels, that's what they talk about. They talk about embodying that character and you're picking up traits. You know, like I grew up loving the Yellow Ranger. I thought Trini was an amazing person. Not because, like, it's not because she was Asian and she was cute and she could do like the splits or anything. It's not like that. When you watch the series, when something was going on, Trini was the one that was the grounded character. She's the one that kept everyone together, and she was the one like, you know, guys, let's talk about this. She was like the Vulcan, basically. She was very logical, and that's something I admired about Trini because that's how I am. I always bring my friends together. I'm the type of person that I care about them so much that, you know, if they had a problem, I like to talk about it. So that's something that I got from loving and admiring Trini, the Yellow Ranger. And that's basically what I'm trying to push with people is, you know, be the character you want to be and also pick up the traits that that character is to you. You know what I mean? It's like to, you know, to better yourself as a human being and because you admire them that much. You know what I mean? So that's how I am, and that's how we, you know, Ivy is and stuff. Like we talk about stuff like that, and I'm trying to spread that movement here in Texas, you know, because... Come on, we can't say no to the food here in Texas. I mean, everything's bigger in Texas.
No.
You know what
Even
I mean? But that shouldn't stop
bigger.
You. That shouldn't
yeah.
stop you from cosplaying, you know? And that's what we're trying to do. That's what they've been doing, and that inspired me to continue with that message.
Yeah. Well, so. We're going to have to start wrapping up.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
No, no, it's okay.
Go ahead and give the audience your Twitter handle. And
oh, yes. I am super friendly. So for Twitter and Instagram, it's @JuliaDenham. And That Nerdy Girl Julia for my Facebook page.
Spell Denham.
Denham. Oh, D-E-N-H-A-M.
Okay.
Denham.
It's not Dunham.
Yeah, it's not denim jeans, but yeah. but yeah, I'm super friendly, and I always take the time and answer messages from people. I even give it, like, I even love giving, like, advice on makeup and stuff like that. Always feel free. Don't be afraid. We're all friends. That's the beauty about being... going to these conventions, you build friendships and you also learn, you know, other like tricks or tips or just to better understand cosplay or comics or anything like that. Like we're all friendly and I try to keep it as positive as I can. And that's just how it is. So.
Is this you?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's me.
anything else, Mark?
I mean, I think we covered it a lot. I mean, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
And you can't leave yet. You have to do a couple of Rebel Radio pictures.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Of course. But, yeah, let's take pictures.
But, I mean, you guys, yeah, I mean, that's it. That's live at Comicpalooza 2016.
Comicpalooza 2016.
You know, it's been Matt.
Matt the Electric Monkey.
Frank hanging out back
Frank
there.
T. Biscuit.
Long at Evil Dr. Tran on Twitter.
And That Nerdy Girl, Julia.
Julia, so. This has been Mark. So thanks for listening to Rebel Radio at Comicpalooza 2016.
All righty.
This is Booker T, Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Rebel Radio. Now, can you dig that, sucker?